Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
You know, it's funny how we're drawn to true crime, right? Like, there's this fascination with the mystery, the psychology of it all, but I think at the heart of it is this desire for justice.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think today's deep dive really highlights that. We're going back into the Gilgo Beach murders.
Okay.
But this time, it's a new development.
Yeah.
A potential victim that they're calling Asian Doe.
It's a case that's really captivated people for years now. I mean, every time you think you've heard it all, there's another twist, another turn.
Exactly.
And even with the arrest of Rex Hoyerman, there are still so many unanswered questions, so many loose ends, and Asian Doe might just be the key to unraveling some of that.
It's wild to me, this idea of, you know, being found after over a decade, your identity a complete mystery.
Right.
So, like, where do we even begin to piece together who Asian Doe might have been?
Well, based on what investigators have released, it seems like Asian Doe was probably somewhere between 17 and 23 years old at the time of death.
So young.
Very young. And they believe Asian Doe was of Southern Chinese descent. One of the other things that's kind of sparked a lot of discussion is the details about their clothing.
Yeah, the articles mentioned Asian Doe was found wearing like women's clothing from specific brands. I'm talking Bill Blass, Raffaella, Chrysantheme, and I mean, I don't follow fashion that closely.
Right.
But those names, they stick out. Those aren't your average everyday finds, are they?
No, you're right about that. Those brands are definitely interesting, and it could suggest a few things. Maybe Asian Doe moved in certain social circles, or maybe these clothes were like a gift, you know, a clue to a relationship. These are all things that investigators would look into.
Makes you think.
Yeah, it's like seemingly insignificant details can become really important in an investigation like this, you know? They can offer glimpses into someone's life, their connections.
It's like leaving a trail of breadcrumbs, only these breadcrumbs are designer labels.
Exactly.
But here's where the timeline takes, I think, an even more chilling turn, right?
Yeah.
Because they believe Asian Doe died at least 5 years before their remains were even found back in 2011.
Yeah, and that's huge because it means that Asian Doe's death actually predates the discovery of those four victims in 2010 that ultimately led to Hoyerman's arrest. So we're talking about a much larger time frame here.
Right.
Potentially stretching back even further.
Which, you know, 1993, that's a chilling reminder of how long this has gone unsolved, how many lives this killer might have impacted.
Absolutely. And that brings us to the question, right?
The big one.
The big one hanging over this whole case.
Yeah.
Is there a connection between Asian Doe and Rex Hoyerman?
I mean, you can't ignore the proximity of where the remains were found, can you?
You're right. We're talking feet from where Megan Waterman's body was discovered. Yeah. Practically the same spot as Jessica Taylor.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that close to two of Hoyerman's alleged victims, that's a huge red flag, right?
Absolutely.
And then on top of that, you've got Hoyerman's internet searches.
Right.
We talked about those a bit, the internet history. And what really gets you is that investigators actually found searches related to torture, specifically of Asian women. That alone isn't proof, but come on.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder.
Big
point to a pattern, right?
It's disturbing, to say the least.
Absolutely.
So even with all of that, the location, the timing, those internet searches, I mean, is that enough to definitively say that Hoyerman is responsible for Asian Doe's death?
It's tricky, right? Because while Hoyerman is obviously a suspect in the Gilgo Beach murders, he hasn't officially been charged in connection with Asian Doe.
Okay, yeah.
It's easy to jump to conclusions. We've all done it. But investigators need more than just a coincidence, even a disturbing one, to build a solid case.
So what would that look like in this case? What kind of concrete proof are they looking for?
Well, the gold standard, of course, would be DNA evidence.
Right.
Imagine finding Asian Doe's DNA on Hoyerman's property or vice versa. That would be a game changer.
Absolutely.
Or even witness testimony would be huge. Someone who remembers seeing Asian Doe with Heuermann, or who can put him at a certain location at a specific time.
Those are some big ifs, though.
They are. But there could be other links out there that we haven't even thought of yet. You know, physical evidence connecting Heuermann to the location where they found Asian Doe. Maybe something they missed all those years ago.
It's like putting a puzzle together in the dark.
Exactly.
It's easy to get caught up in the details of a case like this, the forensics and timelines and all of that. But at the end of the day, this is about a real person, you know? Asian Doe deserves justice. And that $2,500 reward they're offering for information really underscores that, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Someone out there might have the missing piece of this whole thing and not even realize it.
It's true.
It could be something small. A face in a crowd, a quick interaction. They might think it's insignificant, but those memories can be everything. Could be the key to getting justice for Asian Doe.
That's a powerful thought. Anyone listening could hold that key. Even the smallest detail could help bring Asian Doe's family some sense of closure, finally give a voice to their story.
And we have to remember, it's not just about Asian Doe. Solving this case could have ripple effects throughout this entire investigation.
It really makes you think about the potential scope of this whole thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, given the timeline, and we know, allegedly, we're talking about decades, right? How many other Asian Does might be out there?
It's a chilling thought, isn't it?
Yeah. To think that there could be other families, other stories untold. It makes this whole thing, this latest development, even more crucial, I think.
Absolutely. The fact that Asian Doe is even part of the conversation now, it tells us that they're expanding their search, looking further back. This isn't a cold case sitting on a shelf somewhere.
Right.
This is very much an active investigation. And like we've been saying, even the smallest thing could blow this whole thing wide open.
It's like they're sending up a flare, right?
Yeah.
To anyone listening, that no matter how small you think it is, a detail, a name you remember, a place, a date, it all matters.
Exactly. Maybe you remember seeing someone who looked like Asian Doe years ago. Or maybe you remember seeing those clothing brand. I remember thinking that's a little unusual. Or maybe you were even in the Gilgo Beach area back then and saw something, noticed something that seemed off, but just dismissed it at the time.
Right.
Those little things, things you've probably forgotten about by now, they could be hugely important to this.
That's wild. So, I mean, really, what we're saying is, anyone listening right now could hold that missing piece.
Exactly.
If anything at all comes to mind as we're talking about this, don't hesitate. Even if you think, nah, that can't be important, it could be the thing that gets justice for Asian Doe, and maybe even more than that.
It's true.
If you know something, anything at all, reach out to Crime Stoppers, let them know. You might just be the one that helps solve this case.
That's right. You never know.
This case, the Gilgo Beach murders, it's captivated the nation for years. And with new information emerging, even now, after all this time, it feels like we're getting closer to some semblance of truth, to some measure of justice for these victims.
I agree. And while we wait for answers, it's a stark reminder that the pursuit of justice is a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
Every sip, every detail, every voice that joins the call for answers brings us one step closer to cracking these cases wide open.
Exactly. These victims, they deserve justice. Their families deserve answers. And hopefully, with continued public engagement, with dedicated investigators, with everyone doing their part, that's a reality we can one day achieve.
Let's hope so.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed? for so long.
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.